If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
When you're stressed or anxious, quitting smoking might seem impossible. Calling 1-866-QUIT-YES to get help from a trained expert like me can make you more likely to succeed. I know how hard quitting tobacco is, so we'll make a plan to fit your needs together. Over time, your stress and anxiety levels can even go down. Try a quit plan with proven results. Call 1-866-QUIT-YES or visit quityes.org to enroll today.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios. This is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two on a Friday from Wingstop. 29th and Pine Lakes. We'll be here for another hour. Giving away a signed Husker jersey. We've got four more $25 gift cards to give away. We'll do that from the names that are in the box. All you have to do, come down here, put your name in the box, and we will draw for tonight's special. You don't even have to be here. If your name's in the box and you put it in here from 3 to 6, you win. So you can stop in, put your name in, and go ahead and take off. We'll notify you if you win. If you're still here, you can take it with you. If you hang out, you can get it with us. But otherwise, it's yours. So that's how we're going to get it done. So we'll do that. If you want your food ready when you get here, go ahead and order online at Wingstop.com. Choose the Pine Lake location or use the Wingstop app. You can come and get the traditional, or you can get the boneless, bone-in thighs, tenders, great sides, and more. Here's the roll call. This is the flavor. This is how we're going to do it. Lemon pepper, original hot, hickory smoked barbecue, atomic, mango habanero, Cajun, spicy Korean, Louisiana rub, mild, garlic parmesan, and Hawaiian. Remember, the other wing stops, 50 and 0, and 27th and Superior. We are at 29th and Pine Lake for the next hour. Come on, get through. Old School, sponsored by the Mercado, by Certified Piedmontese. Thank you guys for adding two on the Sartor-Hammond text line, 402-464-5685. For you folks that are going to sprint by the station and try to make some smiles happen for people you know and care about, please do. If you can get there by 6 o'clock, it'll be spectacular. If not, let us know. We'll figure it out for next week to do that. If you want to nominate somebody, look, again, the idea is that if you know somebody who had a great week, you know, something really cool happened, or they had something really difficult happen that they're getting through, and you just want them to know that you care, that somebody cares, let them know. If you can give the nomination, go ahead and put it on the text line. You can call Nick on the Honda Lincoln hotline, 402-464-5685. Just call Nick and say, hey, man, I've got one for you. There's somebody that needs a smile, or that you want to give them a smile. And you can do that. So you can follow on the Sartor Hammond video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. We're here for you. Back to the text line before we get into the games of the week. Depressed 10 Miles fan says, go ahead and put my name in the box electronically via text to DP. Thank you. I like the thought. You know, hey, man, working, how you working? I want to thank a couple of the listeners who made cash donations to help feed families in need for Thanksgiving. And it's spectacular. It's special. So thank you for being a part of it. Again, the things that we're trying to do and the fact that you're going to help us do these things, amazing. Amazing. Folks from Canopy Market who donated $50 gift certificates, we'll give them out starting Monday, right? The folks from Mary Ellen's who are going to do an entire dinner for an entire family, we'll give that out beginning Monday. We'll let you know how that works. Nominations, you can go to the ticketfm.com website. You can email us there. You can text us on the text line. You can email us. There are several ways for you to nominate folks. And listen, if that family is your family, reach out. Do not let pride and proud be the reason why it doesn't get done. At least give us a chance. At least give us a chance to help out. And we'll get, I think we've got 8. 8 families of $50 each, whether it's from various places, grocery stores, or Canopy Market. Mary Ellen's is just going to donate to the family. But if you have somebody in mind that you want to make a smile for today or tomorrow, let me know. Get your nominations in, and we'll do what we can for those we can do for. Again, the hottest news of the weekend is the Terrence Bud Crawford fight against Sean Porter. That is tomorrow night on pay-per-view, several places around the area. We're showing it. Upside Bar and Lounge is one of them as well. You can do that. You can go there. No cover charge. There's no cover charge at Tanner's. No cover charge. So you'll be able to go and see him. Simple. From the text line, I don't want to win anything, but I made it through the week. Early week work trip to Tampa, 2 funerals, and a trip to KC today. Been a week. We made it. Take care, DP. OG, Les, man, bless you. Bless you for getting through. Well done. Well done. Let's jump into this league thing, because, and I wanted to talk about, I mean, Wisconsin, we know what this is. We know what they do. They know how they do it. We have concerns about what happens with the coaching position. God bless you, bro. God bless you. For those folks, and we got folks that are just walking up, putting cash on the table. Look, Lincoln, show out. Show out. We're going to take care of folks. God bless it. On a weekend where you play Wisconsin in, by any other metric, is a meaningless game for Nebraska. It's a game of importance. It is a statement game for Nebraska. Look, you made changes, and you had 10 days in between to get ready. Changes or no changes, you had this. You had extra time to prepare for this. How they prepared, we won't know until tomorrow. But my goodness gracious, it'll be interesting. Bofus, brother, I got the news. God bless you. We'll be at the station tomorrow at 11. Nick will be there from 8 to 9, but I'll get there at 11. We've got... shout out to Lincoln Boy Scout Troop 64. They're coming by the station tomorrow. Get a tour and hang out for a bit. Looking forward to meeting everybody. Good stuff all along. But Bofus, you are a brother. You are appreciated. Well done. We'll find out about this Husker football team. Again, the more questions you have about a football team is a statement of affairs. And we need more answers. We need more answers. Tomorrow we'll get some. Text I said, look what you started, DP. If you ever need anything, just ask. This is the thing. We want folks to stay connected. Don't be alone in it, man. Do not be alone in it. It's okay to not be okay. simply say it. It is okay to not be okay. Simply say, if you were in need, say you were in need. Too many people walking around in pride and not getting their blessing. It's little stuff. And you guys are rallying for them, and God bless you for it. That's how we get out. It's a busy week for Nebraska. Another chance for new players to step up and be identified, right? If you thought that it was a player-coach issue, that's now been, you have another opportunity, right? Everybody gets to restart their resume. Everybody gets to recreate their brand. You're going to be without one of your energy leaders, your emotional leaders in JoJo Doman. Players are starting to commit to Shrine Bowls and Senior Bowls and such. A lot of work. But there are guys that are going to strap on the bold end, and they are going to get to work, and they're going to play their tails off. And for that, they will be appreciated. We'll get to see. Do you show up in difficult times and you rally? How amazing would it be for these guys to put it together tomorrow at Camp Randall? It would be exceptional. Absolutely exceptional to go through it. Simple deal. Hey, Mark, can you give them your card? Can you give them their card? See if they want cake. You can just give them your business card if you want.
I don't have.
Oh, you don't have those with you. It says you're the station boss, so I would disagree, sir. I would disagree. We just need to go to that address is what we need. Yeah, let's do that because through all of what we're doing here, and we'll tell the listeners, thanks anyway. Now, wouldn't it be really cool if they put this together yesterday? They put this together tomorrow? Wouldn't it be really cool if the Huskers put this together? Wouldn't it be amazing? Right? It would be amazing for them to put it together. What if Adrian has a day tomorrow? What if Torre has a big play day tomorrow?
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What if Ramir Johnson breaks out? Yeah. What if Omar Manning has a day? What if Xavier Betts has a day? And they show out. And they show out tomorrow. Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be amazing? It would be fantastic to watch. Now, it doesn't have to be expected, but what would happen if this group actually did its thing, right? It did its thing. It'd be amazing. Wouldn't it be amazing to watch the linebackers just fill in? Gifford gets out there and makes plays. Caleb Tanner and Garrett Nelson go crazy. We get some pass pressure. Wisconsin, Mertz decides to be, generous with the football. Special teams has a day. Kickers have a day. Scott Frost calls the plays in the right space. Man, oh, man, wouldn't that be fantastic? And it doesn't have to be expected, but just for a moment, allow yourself to imagine that this team puts it together tomorrow. Now, for 10 weeks, 3 of those they did, and the other 7 they didn't. And I understand you leaning against it and saying no. But my goodness, wouldn't it be spectacular for them to put it together? Texters, I can tell you, if you play football, you're coaching football, and if you are a fan of football, there are no meaningless games. Football is a friction sport. It is a physical sport. It is a sport. You can't coast your way through 60 minutes of football. It doesn't happen. There's risk and reward for every game in the NFL when you're playing football. whether it's NFL, college football, high school football, there's risk reward every time you strap the helmet up. There's no such thing as meaningless football, especially in the Big Ten football conference. And while it hasn't been pleasant, it hasn't been a fun ride, just imagine for a moment that this thing gets done well tomorrow. Would that make it a better Thanksgiving? Would that make it a better week? Would that make Black Friday a little bit more interesting and a lot more fun? Right? To see them actually have this thing? Because the alternative is not good. The alternative is not fun. Waking up Sunday morning 3-8 is not how you want to go into the week. The same applies down at Pinnacle Bank Arena. How joyful will it be for them to wake up on Saturday morning 2-2 with an opportunity to move and change the direction of the program? The same can be said. The opportunity for Huskers women's basketball to extend their undefeated streak and go. Can you imagine women's volleyball? Remember, they've got to sit back and watch now because their match was canceled. Imagine this town when you wake up the next day and Bud Crawford has knocked out Sean Porter. It can be a very good weekend here in Lincoln. And that's not asking too much. It's asking a lot. I'm not sure it's asking too much. Let's go through some of the Big Ten games and we'll talk about it. I think it's fair to say that number 7 Michigan at number 4 Ohio State is very important. It's at the Horseshoe, and Ohio State has things that it needs to accomplish in order to not only stake its claim to being in the playoff, but to make a statement that it's worthy. Because there are questions about this Ohio State team. Michigan State has been stung. They took their first hit, their first loss. How do you bounce back from that? Well, here we go. Ohio State, number 4, primetime ABC. Bravo. Bravo. Purdue travels to Northwestern, also 11 o'clock. That'll be on Big Ten Network. Rutgers will travel to Happy Valley and take on Penn State. And then you go down and look at it, and Illinois has an opportunity to go to Iowa City and knock off number 17 Iowa. They can shake things up for everybody. 2:30 tomorrow, along, of course, Nebraska and Wisconsin. But number 6 travels to College Park, Maryland to take on the Terps. They're alongside Minnesota, and the Gophers will go and travel to Bloomington, Indiana to take on the Hoosiers. And I smile. I smile because there are some games worth watching in the Big Ten Conference on this weekend. Should be fun. Not sure how they'll play out, but they should be fun. I want to jump down the NFL schedule for a bit. Because it's there are some stories to be told. Again, the Dolphins have figured out how to win football games. So have the New York Jets. 3-7 Miami takes on New Jersey. I want to call them New Jersey because that's what they are. My cousins are from there. We call them the New Jersey Jets. New Orleans makes a bid. They and Philadelphia battle in Philadelphia on Sunday. One of them will be in a pretty good playoff position with a win. One of them will not. The story in Charlotte, North Carolina, is the announcement that Cam Newton will start at quarterback for the Panthers this week. Who is he facing? They're being visited by his old coach, Ron Rivera, and the Washington football team. There's going to be a lot of emotion at the old stadium on Sunday. I have very few regrets, but I really wish I could be at that game. I want to be at the sideline on that one just to see it happen. 5-5 Colts travel to Buffalo to take on the Bills. 6-3 Bills. And then the winless, not tieless, but the winless Detroit Lions go to Cleveland and take on the 5-5 Browns. A lot of stories will be answered. A lot of questions will be answered in Jacksonville on Sunday. The 4-5 49ers will travel there and face Urban Meyer's Fighting Jaguars, who are 2-7, and figure out how to win football games. The 1-8 Houston Texans travel to Tennessee to face the Titans at 8-2. And then a game of interest. The 8-2 Green Bay Packers travel to Minnesota to face the 4-5 Vikings. This game seems a little closer than it normally is. Again, thank you, folks, for your contributions. You folks who have made sure that we can feed families that are in need. Greatly appreciate your donations. Nick, we've sent you tons of traffic back to the station. We can make smiles and give out some cake. We will do that. The folks here at Wingstop have donated some $25 gift cards. We will give those away for free here within the next 30 minutes or so. We will also give away the signed Huskers jersey. All you folks have to do is come down, put your name in the box. We will draw the winner at 5:50 or so, and we'll give away. You can walk out of here with the Dean Steinkuhler jersey. That's not bad. Mark and I called an audible. We'll let you guys know. We did called an audible. We were going to give out the Nebraska Iowa tickets in the raffle, in the drawing. But I think we want somebody here who works here to get tickets to a game. So, Mark, if you would, in the next break, if you would get each of their names, we'll put them in a separate drawing so we can do that. But, yeah, you have about 20 minutes to come register. You can come and do that. Look at y'all, Lincoln. Lincoln, Nebraska, you guys are showing out. Brother, first of all, that is an amazing hoodie you have on. That is a rock star. That is a rock star hoodie. That is nicely done. Folks have been donating. Again, we want to thank the folks from Mary Ellen's who are going to supply a full meal for a family in need. I want to thank the folks from Canopy Market who donated 4 different $50 gift certificates. We now have 6 listeners who have donated, whether it be cash, electric payment, so that we can purchase some more. Your hearts are showing. The red runs deeper, it burns deeper, but so does your heart. I appreciate what you guys are doing. It's a small thing that matters a lot. It's greatly appreciated. Simplicity is when folks tell you they have a good heart and then folks show you they have a good heart. One of my favorite phrases, love requires action. Action requires love. Together they can accomplish anything. And if right now I think there's about 10 families that we can make next Thursday a little bit better for. Just a little. And we'll give away some more smiles. Get your nominations in. If you know somebody that needs a smile or somebody that wants cake or somebody you want to tell somebody you care, let me know. And if you can get to the station by 6 o'clock today, you will leave there with smiles to put on somebody's face. That's how we're going to get down here. We're live at Wingstop 29th in Pine Lake. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. The drawing will happen about 5:50. Gives us enough time. We'll give it away. No purchases required. Just come show up, drop your name in the box. Hit us with a smile and a what's up. Maybe throw me a fist bump. You are appreciated. You are appreciated. You are appreciated. We'll throw it a break. More old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, oh.